The Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association has initiated an online petition calling on the government to ensure that the schools are safe for students, teachers, and other staff when everybody goes back next month. Among their concerns is the number of students that can be safely in a classroom while maintaining physical distancing. Dean Ingram is the president of the NLTA. He spoke with the CBC's Heather Gillis today, and they began by talking about the current size of school classes in the province.
Right now, there's a sliding scale which ranges from 20 for our kindergarten students as a maximum up to potentially 28 in other grades. There are no class sizes implemented for our high schools. But I want to stress is that class size is something that we've been speaking about as an association for a number of years. We can go back to 2008. There was supposed to be a cabinet review in 2011. But right now, the issue of class size really becomes polarized and crystallized when we look at COVID and the need for physical distancing. It's been a consistent message from our Department of Health, not only in province, but across the country, how important physical distancing measures are. If we're going to implement effective physical distancing measures, it's going to be very challenging, if not impossible, to do that with our current class size number of summer schools. What we're calling for in the petition is for government, our House of Assembly, to ensure that adequate measures are put in place to ensure that the health and safety of students are maintained. The public has to have confidence in the safety of their students going back, and without that, they will not be sending their students to our schools.
And what are some of those adequate measures that you just said?
I think obviously the physical distancing, and you can look at the physical size or classroom numbers, that's challenging. We need enhanced sanitation procedures. These are there, which means, of course, you need to look at the staffing levels provided for allow our caretakers and cleaners to do that. We need to look at dismissal. We need administrative time. There are many things that will fall to our school administrators. They need to be able to have the time to actually implement those necessary measures. We know that COVID-19 has caused tremendous trauma on the mental health side for so many in the system. There's going to be a need for measures to address those concerns. And there are many others, but we do see an inconsistency. The use of masks. Are masks required or not? We see the plan that came out early July. Physical distancing was de-emphasized. Utilization of masks and other protections were de-emphasized. There should be no separation between the expectation dynamics in our bars, in our restaurants, in a political party's convention, than there is in our school system, full stop.
You put out some math on Twitter about a class of 25 students. So tell me a little bit about that. How much space would a class of 25 need?
That math, I put that math out to basically generate the discussion. And I do that by using simple math, pi r squared. If you take a 6-foot radius on a circle, doing the math requires how much space you would need per student. Multiply that by 25 tells how much space you would use to utilize those measures. Is that feasible? Is that doable? I think at this late juncture, it's going to be very challenging to implement those physical distancing measures, but there are other measures that need to happen. I think it's important that the public has to have confidence. We are having discussions, people are reaching out to us. I know there's a discussion about homeschooling. The reason for that is that parents are questioning the degree to which the plan will meet their safety needs, and they don't have enough confidence that our schools will be safe summer. And these are the reasons these questions are being generated.
What are you hearing about homeschooling from parents and teachers?
There are concerns. There are concerns that without adequate safety measures, they are concerned for, as any parent, and teachers are parents too. Your primary concern has to be about the health and safety of your child. Teachers are concerned about the health and safety of their students as well. And for these reasons, this lack of confidence in what we've seen to date is what's driving a number of those questions.
The English School District says in the coming days they're going to have plans for the individual schools, 3 plans for each level for about 250 schools. What would you like to see included in that?
I would like to see adequate safety measures, including the need for sanitation, the need for adequate cleaning. I would like to see a clear line as to what happens when students do develop symptoms throughout the day. I would like to see adequate physical distancing measures put in place. Certainly adequate access to the equipment need to ensure health and safety for everyone.
What do you think this is going to mean now for attendance for both teachers and students over the coming school year? Because if someone gets the sniffles, are they going to have to self-isolate for 14 days?
These are certainly questions. That's why we'd suggest that there needs to be a prioritization of COVID testing for any individual to turn them. We certainly would raise the concern about access to substitute teachers, and we believe that for the reasons you just mentioned, that access to substitute teachers may be compromised even further. And for these reasons, I think it's critically important that adequate measures are made to ensure that we have access to those substitute teachers. We've been talking this for a while, because without that, the system will be certainly challenging. And with it would be very unfortunate if we have schools in this province that have to close down or send students home, not because of COVID, because they don't have access to required teachers.
Yeah. So are we just talking about the number of substitute teachers or the number of teachers as a whole here? Because obviously as a union, it's your job to A, protect the number of teachers you have and often advocate for even more.
I think we may have challenges on both ends. I think right now we have our teachers in positions that certainly may find themselves not because of the isolation procedures that are there. That will create complications for a large number of members potentially. We have those that are immunocompromised who may not feel comfortable because of their own personal health history. This may create problems. This same thing will roll over to our substitute teachers. And because some of the issues we've raised about the financial concerns of our substitutes, I know a large number are considering leaving the profession altogether or taking up other forms of employment. And these are the things we have been raising, both federally and provincially.
Where are you on those discussions with the province? Will there be more teachers in September?
I think without enhanced resource in many areas, which of course would include access to needed resources, which of course include teaching resources, we may be very challenged to implement the necessary safety measures that our students need.
Yeah. Is this COVID an opportunity to get more teachers into the system?
I wouldn't phrase it that way, but I think COVID magnifies the reason why we need to have a serious discussion about class size. I think COVID has certainly crystallized the importance of safe class sizes.
Again, that is Dean Ingram. He's the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Heather Gillis will have more on this story tonight on Here and Now. And if you're interested in checking out the NLTA's petition calling on the government to ensure that schools are safe this fall, you can go to the NLTA webpage. That is nlta.nl.ca. In the meantime, what concerns do you have about the startup of school this fall? Be you a parent, a teacher, a student, a staff member? Anyone else with an interest in what happens when schools reopen in September? Call TalkBack. Let me know about your concerns. 1-800-465-6846 is the toll-free number to dial. Our email address is on the go at cbc.ca.